KRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Following his brush with death, it's a day of Thanksgiving for former President Trump. He is thanking God for saving him from a would-be assassin's bullet during Saturday's rally in western Pennsylvania. Our White House correspondent Greg Clugston is in Milwaukee, where the Republican National Convention's getting underway today. And Mr. Trump is there.
The former president said it was God alone who prevented the unthinkable from happening. Writing on social media, he said the country must stand united and not allow evil to win. Former First Lady Melania Trump also issued a statement describing the shooter as a monster who viewed her husband as an inhuman political machine. And she offered her sympathy to the families of the innocent shooting victims.
Echoing Mr. Trump's call for national unity, President Biden, a brief address from the Oval Office last evening.
Well, we may disagree. We are not enemies. We're neighbors. We're friends, co-workers, citizens. And most importantly, we're a fellow American.
In the aftermath of the assassination attempt, many questions, and many of them, focus on how the gunman, who was armed with a long rifle, was able to gain access to a rooftop so close to the scene of the rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. House Speaker Mike Johnson vowing a thorough congressional investigation. The would-be assassin, 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks of Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, was shot to death by at least one Secret Service sharpshooter, but not before he killed one of the rally participants and injured two others in the crowd. Mr. Trump's upper right ear was grazed by a bullet. Also at SRNNews.com, electricity will likely be out for another week for hundreds of thousands of people in the Houston area after Hurricane Beryl brought down trees and power lines. Wall Street this morning, the Dow is up 230 points, NASDAQ ahead 127. This is SRN News. Democrats are going after the Family Research Council.
13 congressmen have sent a letter to the Internal Revenue Service urging an investigation of the ministry over its support for conservative causes. The Democrats question whether the FRC should be able to maintain a tax exemption as a, quote, association of churches. They suggest that it should be up to the government to decide what constitutes a church or an association of congregations for tax purposes. Bernie Bennett, SRN News.
A Japanese high court has ruled that transgender people do not have to have a sex change operation before being allowed to change the gender that's listed on their birth certificate. Under the previous law, transgender people had to have the operation and be diagnosed as having gender dysphoria before their official documents could be changed. The Hiroshima High Court found that those requirements are unconstitutional. LGBT activists have been making inroads recently in Japan. This is SRN News. It's become a huge deal in the world of retailing online and beyond. Amazon's Prime Day deals just around the corner.
It's summertime, and the bargains seem easy at a time when many consumer prices are high. July sales events have become a seasonal revenue driver for the retail industry since Amazon launched its first Prime Day in 2015. Amazon is holding its 10th Prime Day event Tuesday and Wednesday. Retail rivals like Walmart, Target, Kohl's, and newcomers TikTok Shop and Temu launched summer promotions ahead of Amazon, hoping to siphon off some of the e-commerce giant's savings-hungry shoppers. Ron Taylor reporting.
Hamas says Gaza ceasefire talks continue. At the same time, the terror group insists that its top military commander is in good health one day after the Israeli military targeted him with a massive airstrike. The Palestinians say killed at least 90 people. More details, SRNNews.com.